Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone, a show about sports and faith and how the two come together in lives being touched. Right now, discover how people in sports walk in faith with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, flying solo this week. Excited about today's show. We are joined by two guys from Wisconsin Lutheran College. And I can tell you, one of these guys is a referee. Do not hold that against him. He is Pastor Wayne Chevy. Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Man, what are you thinking being a... No, I'm just... You know I'm kidding. You are a basketball referee, and you enjoy doing that, yes?
Oh, I love it. I was a guy at the end of the bench in most sports when I played, and so... Way to stay connected to the sport, to any sports, but really love basketball. It's kind of funny. I don't think a lot of guys like the intimacy and having the crowd right on top of you, but I hear everything. I don't react to anything. Sometimes I get a good chuckle out of what I hear from the stands and from the benches.
Well, 36 years of coaching basketball, I don't believe that you've ever had one of my games, and thank goodness for that, because I'm not sure you'd come in and do this show. So I really appreciate that, Pastor. It's really good to meet you. Pastor Chevy, he is Wisconsin Lutheran College. He's the campus pastor there. We're going to find out what that entails. We're also joined by Jeremy Bach. Jeremy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yep, he's the executive director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And throughout the show, they've got an event coming up on Friday, April 24th that I want to talk about because I was at this event 2 years ago. And it's the 2020 Divine Servant Award Celebration. 2 years ago was obviously the 2018 Divine Servant Award Celebration. And they gave that award to Tony Dungy. And if you listen to the show, you know that Tony was on this a while back, and we've replayed that interview a few times. So I was interested to go out to Wisconsin Lutheran College and had a really good meal and got a chance to listen to Tony Dungy speak. But there was so much more than that. I mean, it was a really, really cool event that my wife and I still talk about. And we're both, Terry and I, are both looking forward to Friday, April 24th. To be on campus at Wisconsin Lutheran College and get a chance to hear and see Tim Tebow. Jeremy, talk to me a little bit about, this is your deal, right? This is part of what you guys, what you do as the director, the Center for Christian Leadership in Wisconsin Lutheran College. This Divine Servant Leadership Award thing is part of your deal. And where does the, first of all, you're raising money for scholarships, but putting an event like this together is a difficult thing.
It's actually a year-round event.
Okay.
And I'm just one of a few. It's I don't want to say it's my event. It's our team event, our president, our development team, everybody there at the college. And we just looked for something different. There's a lot of galas out there. There's a lot of different things that people have gone to. We wanted to come up with something that's a little bit different and unique. And so that's why we established this in 2017, just to recognize someone, a high-profile individual who led boldly and courageously throughout their life, displayed great servant leadership skills, but at the same time, really also let their faith come through.
You know what's interesting is 2 years ago you had Tony Dungy. 2 years prior to that, you had President George W. Bush. And correct? Is that the time?
I was 1 year prior to Tony Dungy. So we had, former President George W. Bush was the first one.
Okay. And look, I agree with you 100% when you say, look, we want to look to do something different. You know, we get invited, and I know we all have different fundraisers and different auctions and things like that. I didn't know what to expect 2 years ago. I just didn't. I hadn't been to an event like this before anywhere, much less at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And all I can tell you is on the way home that night, both my wife and I said, my goodness, that it was so well run. The food was incredible. The people at our table were really good people. And if you take Tony Dungy out of the event, it was still a phenomenal event. You guys, you know, you guys introduced us to a family, and we had talked about this a few minutes ago, to a family that I just was really interested in their story. They had come to Green Bay, to the Green Bay area, and that's where you were working, and I didn't realize how much you had to do with helping this family. But the young man has been a guest on Faith in the Zone because of that night. I went up and found him immediately when he was done and said, hey, look, here's who I am. This is what I do. And I do this show, and I would love to have you come in. And he did. He really interesting. So the event itself is great, and we're raising money for a really good cause.
Right. And then all of the proceeds from the night, and it's a different event. There's not going to be a raise the paddle. There's not going to be auctioning this off. All the money raised that night through ticket sales and sponsorships goes directly to student scholarships.
Hey, can we talk about how people can find more information on this event?
Probably the best way to find out is to go to our website at www.wlc.edu/DSA, and that'll take you right to the Divine Servant Award page. There's background information on the event. There's sponsorship level opportunities. You can come as an individual. There's individual ticket sales. But I will say this, if you're at all thinking of coming, you're going to want to get your tickets now, because this has outpaced any of the previous three events. And there's a limit and capacity, and we're over 400 sold already, and it's going quick.
And you know what? Look, this is Faith in the Zone, so we're not going to tell you that, hey, say this just to try to get people to buy tickets. We're a partner. We're a partner with Jennifer and what you're doing here. And I would keep in contact with her and say, how are we doing? You know, the radio advertising we're doing on this station, and especially on Faith in the Zone, have we gotten some ticket sales? And she told me, look, we are pacing above where we have in the past. So, look, I would recommend wlc.edu/DSA. That's where you go for all the information that you need. And it's a really good couple of different things that they have on Tim Tebow, on what he has accomplished, and some of the things that, you know, he certainly are going to talk about. And then the sponsorship part, you know, there is a number of different ways as a company, or a big company, small company, that you guys want to get in. If you want to buy a table, I would recommend doing that now. If you want to become a sponsor, you know, look on that website, get all the information you can, because it's coming up quick. April 24th is not long away, I'm telling you. And when it gets to be 3 weeks away and now you decide you want to go and you call and there's no tickets left, I don't want you guys calling me saying, hey, can you get us in? You seem to know those guys. Absolutely not. I'll go back and play this again and say, hey, look, I told you to go buy those tickets. So it's really, it's just a great event. You get treated like $1 million. And as Jeremy talked about, there's not, you know, the paddle thing and the there's not a lot of different things other than really good fellowship with people at the table. The food, like I said, is phenomenal, and some good speakers that you're going to be really interested to listen to. Pastor Chevy, let's start with you a little bit. How long have you been over at Wisconsin Lutheran College?
So this is my seventh school year. Prior to that, I served for 14 years in the St. Louis area. I started a congregation down there. And had opportunities to go to a lot of different places. Congregations had reached out to me, said, come be our pastor. But when it came down to it, I really loved the people I was serving. And it was one of those things where, to me, church is church, no matter what size the congregation it was. You know, a lot of our congregations are in the upper Midwest, and I had a chance to come home a couple times, you might say. But when this opportunity to come and mentor young people came along and to serve at a college level, it was just something that I couldn't pass up. Right now, I have children between the ages of 23 and 16, so I think I'm still kind of in my wheelhouse just a little bit, hopefully for a couple more years. We'll see how long that lasts when that youngest one graduates from college, but right now I think I'm in a good place.
It's going to go really quick. You know that because you've been through it. I've got four grandsons. So it's amazing. It seems like yesterday that, you know, my daughter went to Milwaukee Lutheran. My son went to Calvary Baptist in Menominee Falls, and they both went to Maranatha Baptist Bible College in Watertown. And I remember when they were in grade school, I thought, man, people said this is going to go quick. It's not going quick. And then all of a sudden, bang, and it was that part was done. So, hey, before we get to a break, so you boys went to high school together?
We did.
Yeah, which one of you, and I think I know, but which one was the bigger troublemaker?
Oh, absolutely, I was.
Yeah, I knew that.
Rev Shev is always, you know, you got to watch out for those guys.
Hey, Jeremy, I knew that answer, and I just met you guys, but I talked to you both on the phone, and I knew before I hung up which one was. Where did you guys go to high school together?
We went to Northwestern Prep in Watertown. Now it's Luther Preparatory School, and you know, I think, obviously, Mike, you like basketball, Wayne and I both do, and it's basketball that really brought us together at the school. I didn't know much about the high school. I grew up in a small town called Hustisford, expected to go to a local public high school. Coach Bertolos wrote me a letter, said, hey, keep an open mind for the school and what it's about. Maybe you should check us out. I did, and I decided to go there, and no one else did from my school. That was just not typical at the time.
Where did they go to school?
They go to Hustisford, to the public high school. They're a town of 900 people. And so I went there, and let alone the first game we play as freshmen is against Hustisford.
Was it really?
It was.
Those were your boys.
Yeah. And just, you know, and I probably for me it was the best thing that ever happened. Not that I didn't like my hometown, but the friendships, obviously people there, there's this dormitory school, there's students there from all over the country. And it was really great, and I didn't know Wayne. I know a lot of the people, and friendships were formed, and we had a lot of success on the basketball court. And I would not have gone into ministry and Christian education and doing that without Coach Bertolos reaching out to me and saying, hey, why don't you consider the school? It was basketball that brought me there, but it's other things that the Lord had a chance to use to bring about his plan.
Yeah, boy, that's awesome. Wayne, how about you?
You know, it's not surprising for you that it's all about people, you know, and it's relationships. And I'm a Franklin boy, and I was on my way to Franklin High School. My brothers were actually prolific wrestlers, state champions from Franklin High School, and I thought I was going to be the next in line to go there. And one day, my pastor and my principal at my Christian school cornered me and said, we think you have the gifts to do this. And it was the farthest thing from my mind. I never in a million years would have imagined going into the ministry.
Because at that point, you were in eighth grade, right?
Seventh grade was the first time that they approached me. And they said, well, we've got this pre-ministry school out in Watertown for our church body. And we think you have the gifts and abilities. I went and took a tour. I came home and I said to my parents, I think I want to do this. Now, when you're, you know, a small brain 13, 14 year old, you're thinking, well, I'm going to, you know, be out on my own. I'm going to head out and live in the dorm and all of those kinds of things. And ministry probably still wasn't at the forefront of my mind. But you start building those friendships and you start the professors are invested in you and they are all pastors and Christian educators and stuff like that. And so they steer and they guide and they lead you in that direction. And so and then you have friends who say, you know, those kids who, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. And then before you know it, you're graduating from the seminary.
Man, look, this is going to be a fun show for me because I'm going to talk to these guys second segment about their testimony. And I got a feeling I may know a little bit about where this began for them. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to just promote this event Friday, April 24th. They are honoring Tim Tebow with the 2020 Divine Servant Award celebration, and we're going to talk to them later in the show about servant leadership and where they think that comes from, because I, you know, as a coach and as a father, I think it can be taught, but it at least it can be molded a little bit, and then it may grow. But we're going to talk to these guys, and I think that they may have their own opinion on where servant leadership and the importance of teaching kids servant leadership. And we'll continue to talk about that throughout the show. Again, the 2020 Divine Servant Award Celebration, Friday, April 24th, Tim Tebow will be in town. and he will accept that award, and he will get up, and he'll talk a little bit about his life. And if you know anything about him, it's going to be really interesting. If you're looking to get tickets, if you have interest in this event, I'm telling you now, go on the website and buy them now, because it's going to get sold out, and I think it's going to get sold out here in the next couple of weeks. WLC.edu. /DSA is where you're going to want to go and take a look at this information. We'll, other side of the break, we'll talk to Pastor Wayne Chevy and Jeremy Bach. He is the Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
More now of Faith in the Zone, discovering people of sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church. Back with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church will be back next week. Our special guest this week, Pastor Wayne Chevy. He's a campus pastor at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Jeremy Bach. He is the Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And a couple of reasons to have these guys in. One, because they're really good guests for Faith in the Zone, but two is to promote the 2020 Divine Servant Award Celebration. And this year, they're honoring Tim Tebow Friday, April 24th. And what a great place for us to announce this and continue to promote it. People that are listening to Faith in the Zone have asked me for years, can you ever get Tim Tebow on the show? No, I can't. However, what I can do is introduce you to this dinner to hear him speak. WLC.edu/DSA. Divine Servant Award is where you're going to want to go. Tickets for the event, single tickets, I think, are $300, correct?
Correct.
Best food I've ever had in an event like this. Who caters that?
It's catered by Butterlottas.
There you go.
And it is fantastic.
And I love the fact that I've been in that gym a million times, Jeremy, and I had no idea I was in the gym. That place looked really, really nice. And you look, whoever the staff that you guys have and the people that are involved in this and have put some sweat equity into this program and work, you know, the things like, hey, look, when you walk in, they say, hey, let me walk you over here. Do you want to get a picture taken? Do you want to do this? There's some really good, strong people that work this event.
It takes a large crew, and we would try to make this a really unique experience for you from the time you enter. It's a red carpet. You come in, and you've experienced this. Free valet parking, get out, red carpet, covered walkways. If you're a part of the sponsorship or you have the VIP package before where you get to meet Tim and do those things, that's a whole special event. But then when you walk from that building over to the recreation complex, it's heated covered walkway.
Yeah,
and then you come in and it's not a gym. It's completely carpeted. It's transformed. It's light. There's new chandeliers hanging and there's LED panels. And it is really, really unique experience. We want that to be special, that people can bring their friends, bring clients, and just have a really unique experience. While also celebrating the award with, in this year, Tim Tebow.
Yeah, it's awesome. Hey, guys, the second segment for Faith in the Zone has become kind of a favorite. And I can tell you that the more people that come up to me, we've been doing this now 6.5 years, they'll say two things. They'll say, hey, that Faith in the Zone show, I really like the stories and just the conversations that you guys have. And two, when you talk about where their walk began, where it started, it's really interesting to me. So, and everybody's got a different answer when we ask about it. I've talked about mine enough, and I just think that, look, it's just the kind of stuff that people that listen to a show like this, you know, find very interesting and I think encouraging at the same time. Jeremy, can I start with you a little bit about you growing up, and you had talked about where you grew up and how you got to that high school in Watertown. Can we talk a little bit about where, you know, this the idea of being a servant leader and getting involved in Christian education, where that began?
I'm going to go back. It really came from my basketball coach, Paul Bertolus. I mean, that's what brought me to prep. And something happened while I was at prep. And we had, you know, I talked to you yesterday, Mike, on the phone. We had a lot of success over the years. You know, in my junior year, we were undefeated. In senior year, we were winning all these games. When I was a senior in high school, I got really sick. Wayne and I were together at a friend's house that night. It was the night of the Super Bowl. And I left, and I didn't feel good. And so I said, I'm leaving. Drove back home. I got sick on the way home. As soon as I got in, my mom and dad were like, well, why are you home already? And I said, I just don't feel good. And so I went and laid down, got in my bed. As soon as I laid in bed, I was paralyzed instantly from my neck down. Couldn't move. And I have one sister, and I called my sister, and I said, Trisha, can you come in here? And she's like, now what? You know, like I was
right.
bothering her. And I said, I can't move my arms or my legs. And she's like, yeah, right. I said, just get mom. My mom came in. And she said, what's going on? I said, I can't move my arms and my legs. And she was grabbing my feet, and I had no feeling. At the same time, my temperature was rising quickly. Emergency squad came. They couldn't figure it out. They rushed me to Hartford Hospital, and they said, ran all these tests. They weren't sure, thought it was maybe meningitis. And then they told my parents something that hopefully no parent ever wants to hear. We're not sure we can save your son.
Oh, my.
We're going to fly him flight for life to Frederick. And I said, I'm not leaving until I see Coach Bertolas. I don't remember saying that. And Coach Bertolas showed up 30 seconds before they loaded me on Flight for Life. They fly me to Milwaukee. I had two spinal taps. And in the middle of the night, and I wake up the next day with all these wires all over me and not really knowing what happened. And it was a viral infection that overtook my central nervous system. And this was right at, we had won, I don't know, 41 straight going back to the last year. Everything's great. And I remember the Milwaukee Journal did an interview with me. And if you'd asked me looking back at that time where God was in my life, here I am at a Christian school, right? You're in it every day. On a scale of 1 to 10, he was probably number 20.
Yeah.
It was basketball, it was everything else. And I really believe God used that to kind of open my eyes. And it was kind of like a reset for me. And I just had a different perspective on things after that. It really impacted, I think, not just me, a lot of the friends and people around us. And then came back to school, ended up playing, and played 25 pounds underweight the rest of that year. But then when it came time to choose a school, I was just open more so to continuing and looking at options, even though I said I'm never going to go become a pastor or teacher. I had a whole different view. And Paul Bertolas said, you have the gifts for education, you need to take a serious look at it. And that's what I did.
Praise the Lord, man. Praise the Lord. What a story that is. I can't imagine, you know, at 16, 17, 18 years old, we never think anything's going to happen to us.
You think you're invincible.
Invincible, 100%. You know, this Kobe Bryant thing has affected a lot of people. I've talked with our last week's guest on Faith and Zone. He was at the mall when he found out, getting his daughter shoes. And He said, look, I had to sit down, and I said, we'll get shoes later. I got to go home. And I think when something like that happens, you know, especially to like a Kobe Bryant, then people start to go, holy cow, let's think about our own life and where we're at. And something that is as horrible as that, I think, has an effect on a lot of people. And boy, that had to be, you know, at a different level, obviously, in Watertown, but boy, that had an effect, you know, your whole school.
Yeah, and we didn't have a huge school. We had 200 people, and it really did. And there was no, I mean, my doctor was saying it was a miracle. I mean, my temperature hit almost 107. That just, you should not survive that. Or if you do, you should have severe brain damage. And none of that happened. And
well, thank goodness your sister didn't just close the door and say, forget him. I'm not, you know what? I don't like him all that much.
She went to Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School, so it was always, when we played each other at the time, it was a rivalry anyway. Thankfully she didn't do that.
Thankfully she did not do that. He is Jeremy Bach. He's Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College, and thank you for that, and I really appreciate it. Pastor Wayne Chevy, campus pastor, but man, he's a basketball referee. So you coaches out there that listen to this all the time, you know what? You tell him how good he sounds and at doing this radio stuff, and maybe he should get off the court and just go full time in radio with me. But Pastor Wayne Chevy, let's ask you the same thing: where this journey began for you?
I'm going to go with I got two and nothing is brief when you talk to a pastor. Anecdotes. Number one, I mentioned Gary Will, or I mentioned my principal as a at my Christian grade school. I went to St. Paul's Lutheran in Franklin on 51st and Rawson, and Gary Willie was just so instrumental in my life. A great educator, and was a man of flexibility, which is really what I probably needed growing up. For instance, probably what got me going on this ministry trail was, for some reason, he had stepped out of the room one day, and we must have had something going on at my house the previous night, or the previous weekend, and my mom was a big Elvis fan. And for some reason, I felt compelled to get on his desk while he was out of the room and sing an Elvis song for the rest of my classmates. Well, of course, that caused a little bit of a ruckus, and he came back, and I would imagine that I was frightened by what the results were going to be. But so we went to the boiler room. You know, that was the place where we went to back in, you know, 1980, whatever. There was a punishment, nothing severe. But he said, so you were bold enough to do that here. I want you to do that in the school play. And so it's one of those things that's kind of in the back of your mind that says, that person out there gets me.
Yeah.
You know, one of the greatest gifts in my parents and in my family, they're so hospitable. They love people. I love being around people. I love talking. I thought I was going to be a sports announcer. Joe Buck and I are about the same age. It seems like he got the corner on it, and the Lord knew exactly what he was doing.
Different path. Yeah. Different path. But that's all right.
So the Lord knew exactly what he was doing. But then, you know, talking small school, right before our junior year, one of our classmates was a very successful pitcher, ended up in the Blue Jay organization, and his team from Janesville, Wisconsin, made it into the American Legion World Series. And his brother, who was training to be a pastor, who was, you know, 7 years my senior, you know, so a respectable young adult, asked me if I would like to go see him play in Tennessee. That's where the World Series was. And, you know, my parents were hemming and hawing a little bit, not quite sure that this was the right thing to do to allow their 16-year-old to go. But they knew my personality and that I'd sit and pout for the rest of the summer if they didn't let me go. So they went. And while we were traveling, he was distracted from the road, and we hit a truck, and peeled the top of the car, the roof off. We kind of drove under that truck, and so was a major accident. And God was so good, and you know, saved my life in reality, and with very minimal damage. You know, I got a bald head now, and if you can see on top of me, I got a scar there and a couple of scrapes on my arm and on my leg. But really, you know, a total of 20-some stitches was all that I got out of that. And it's one of those things where you start seeing how God is affecting in your life and, you know, making things work out for individuals, and in my case, for my good. And I just appreciated where I was going and what I was doing, and said, okay, maybe this pastor thing is for me. Maybe this is the direction he wants me to go. So when it came to getting ready for college, I applied to exactly one school. You know, I had this dream of being a sports announcer, but I didn't apply to any of those schools that could have got me there. I applied to Northwestern College, which is now merged with Martin Luther College in New Ulm, Minnesota, which is where Jeremy went for his teaching degree. And so the campus was on the same campus as Northwestern Prep at the time. So all I did was move dorms when it was all said and done. And God's brought me to this point.
Amen.
There's some amazing things, you know, rescuing and saving your life and all those other things. And my mom is still amazed all the time, you know, that this is how I turned out. Now, I don't know if that, you know, I appreciate the way she says it, but yeah, God is good and God is merciful. So,
amen to that. Guys, thank you so much for sharing that. I the second segment of Faith in the Zone is you know, definitely I think the favorite for Pastor Ken and I, and I love hearing the stories on how guys have, you know, have and girls that have been on Faith in the Zone, their walk, where it began, and where it's going. And I really appreciate it. He is Pastor Wayne Chevy. He's a campus pastor at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Jeremy Bach is the executive director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And a couple of reasons they're here. They're here because great guests for Faith in the Zone, but really want to promote this Friday, April 24th event honoring Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow will be on campus at Wisconsin Lutheran College Friday, April 24th to accept the 2020 Divine Servant Award Leadership Award that that Wisconsin Lutheran College is going to award him. And it is a celebration. There's still tickets available. It's wlc.edu/DSA. wlc.edu/DSA. If you want to get individual tickets, you want to buy a table, you want to sponsor the event, there are sponsorship opportunities as well. But when I tell you that it's going to sell out, again, don't call me. Say, come on, McGivern, you know me. Can't you get me in? The answer is no. You know what? Go online and get your tickets now. We'll continue our conversation with Wayne and Jeremy on the other side of the break. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone, an inside look at people in sports and their walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Brain Balance of Mequon. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, again flying solo this week. Pastor Ken Keltner from Brookside Baptist Church will be back next week. I'm joined by two special guests. Pastor Wayne Chevy, he is the campus pastor at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Jeremy Bach, who is the executive director, Center for Christian Leadership at Wisconsin Lutheran College as well. Again, we are promoting the Friday, April 24th event, honoring Tim Tebow with the 2020 Divine Servant Award celebration going on at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And guys, I want to use this segment for a couple of different things. I want to start with you, Jeremy. I listened a little bit to an interview that you did on teaching children to be servant leaders, and it was a good interview. And I'm wondering, today's day and age, and look, on Faith in the Zone, I had a coach not a few years ago that I said, look, kids have really changed over the years, don't you think? And he said, no, absolutely not. He said, Mike, I was a head football, Division I head football coach at the age of 28. He said, I was single and I was cool. I'm now 44. I'm married. I got three kids. All I'm going to do is get out of practice and go home and see my kids. They haven't changed. We've changed. And I'm wondering if you feel like we can do a better job as a society teaching what a servant leadership heart is.
I certainly do. I think it's not about what we say. I think the best way to do it is lead by example. And kids need great examples, and that's what we're trying to do at Wisconsin Lutheran College with our leadership program, is just help kids maximize the gifts that they've been given. All of us are different. We all have different gifts, but we want to be able to give them an intentionalized some training. So that doesn't matter if you're going to be a doctor, a nurse, a lawyer, a teacher. What are the ways that I can be, and in regards to leader, just be, we look at that as simply as influence. It's one life influencing another. We all have influence. And what can we do to enhance their skills so they can positively impact and influence people within their sphere?
I agree with that. On the website, it talks about the Christian Leadership Center, and it talks about providing teaching experiences, events, and mentors that help develop Christian servant leaders within our campus and this community. And I like that. I think as men that have been in this community and men that are having an impact on young people's lives, as you guys do every day, and as I did as a high school basketball coach, I think it's important that we keep that in mind, that that's the ultimate goal, is to make sure that when these kids now leave our side, when they leave your campus, when they graduate from whatever school I was coaching at, that they walk out and they go, look, I need to give something. I need to leave something behind. I need to give something back. how do I do that? And if they were to call us and say, hey, I watched you for 4 years, I hung out with you for 4 years, and I saw you continuing, you know, to walk worthy and give, how did that come about that we're able to then say, okay, we did our job? Pastor Wayne, same question for you. When it comes to servant leadership and on the campus at Wisconsin Lutheran, you are the campus pastor, so you get a chance to interact with these students a lot. I'm wondering, are we doing a good enough job as men in this community to teach that?
Well, as men, we have a great responsibility, you know, not just leadership in places in our school, but just starting in our home, you know, and that's where it all starts. And certainly it's difficult if you're not doing it there. How are you going to impress upon young people that you're working with and mentoring to say, this is the value of, this is where we're supposed to go and what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to treat others. You know, for me, it's really humility. We're in an age where everybody's on social media. I admit that I am. I love it. I take a few selfies here and there and stuff like that. But what I'm really trying to do is promote our students to highlight all the great and the cool things they do. But with that spirit of humility, just recognizing that we're broken people, that we're imperfect. You know, it's great when we're off the air, we can share stories about each other. You know, but what's our greatest need? You know, we're talking Faith in the Zone. Our greatest need is Jesus, ultimately.
Amen.
And getting it back to him. And so he was our most humble of servants. He was our greatest servant leader. He stepped into the place that we couldn't fill, and he gave us that void. And so I get the benefit at our school, because it's a Christian school, to share that all the time. The challenge is going out into a very secular world where people aren't always as interested in hearing those kinds of things. And so when students come to me, they'll come to me knowing they're, you know, that I'm going to offer them some spiritual guidance. And what does that mean, and how does it affect them? But it also, therefore, I have to be humble. I'm the pastor, but that doesn't make me smarter than you. That doesn't make me better than you. That makes me realize I have to be empathetic to you and listen to you and be there for you.
Yeah, and the amount of time I think that, yeah, look, that we as men need to pray a lot and you know, read a lot and make sure that we're in the Word to understand that, you know, the things, the words that we use and the things that we say. Look, people that are looking at us differently, and I think it's biblical that we need to be peculiar people. But the first thing they want to know is, you know what, is he actually walking that way, or is he a hypocrite? And that completely blows all the stuff that, you know, all you have to do is make a couple of mistakes, and people go, see, he thinks he's better, but he's not. And I'm like you. I'm as low down to the earth as I can be. You know, under the ground sometimes. And I need to work on that sometimes. But go ahead, Pastor.
And the big thing then is when you fall, to
yep.
own it. I mean, that's
correct.
The big thing. I was 21 years old at one time, just like you were. I'm no different than you were. I ended up on this path, but boy, I was about as average of a 21-year-old, and shoot, average as a 30-year-old and 40-year-old too. So it's
man,
it's
good
saying,
for you. You were an overachiever in this room.
Saying I'm the real one.
If you were average, well, I don't know about you, but he was way above where I was at that point. I didn't even know where my socks were at 21.
I was just thinking, he's talking about making mistakes. I'm not a Duke basketball fan, but I do think Mike Krzyzewski is a good coach, and he said this. He said, anyone can recover from a mistake. It's going to happen. But to recover, you have a lapse of integrity. It takes so much longer to recover from. And we're talking about leading by example, walking the walk and talking the talk. That's what we try to really instill in our kids. People will see authenticity. You need to be who you are and follow through. Words, actions speak louder than words.
And the beauty of what we do is we get to, you know, sometimes we have to apply the law because we fail. But we get the gospel. We get the good news. We hear that Jesus, you know, came and took our place and forgives us and gives us the hope and the joy that all is not lost when we make the one mistake or the two mistakes. People might still cast their judgments after we have those lapses, but, you know, from the grand scheme of things, there is forgiveness and there is peace. And so it's just such a blessing to be able to share that with young people.
I agree. Hey, before we get to a break, Jeremy, are you married with kids?
I am. We have 5 children.
You do. What is your wife's name?
My wife's name is Melissa.
Melissa, and your kids' names?
Yeah, so Elise, Amelia, Meredith, Anderson, and Griffin. So senior in college down to kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a special place in heaven for you and your wife, brother. What? That's a whole different show. I'll become Dr. Phil and you and I'll do. Hey, Melissa, what a wonderful woman. My goodness, huh?
She's fantastic.
Y'all kicked your coverage?
Yeah, some would say that probably. She's fantastic. We can make a great team.
Pastor Chevy told me that a long time ago. He said, wait till you meet Jeremy. Man, he kicked his coverage, Bob. No, he never said that. Pastor, you're married with kids, and how old are your kids again?
I am. My wife, Julie, and we have Morgan, who's 23. She's going to get married this summer, so that's exciting. Kaylin's 21 years old. She is a junior at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Marissa is 18. She's a freshman at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And then Elijah is a junior at Luther Prep in Watertown. So right back to where both my wife and I and Jeremy attended when we were in high school. So.
And you and your wife went to high school together?
We did.
Did you guys hang out then? Or?
We started senior year. Yeah, she humored me and... Then she was on the ministry track, and I was on the ministry track, and now it'll be 25 years in June also. She's been humoring me for a long time.
So. Congratulations on that. My wife and I went to high school as well together, but we didn't. I dated all her friends during high school, and then the day after we graduated, she called and asked me out. Now, she doesn't remember it exactly that way, but I'm telling you what happened. So, and I all kicked my coverage for sure.
Yeah, well, people can change because my wife, she went to a rival high school and she couldn't stand me in high school.
Man, thank goodness the Lord changed her.
It was all because of basketball.
You talk about out kicking the coverage. I'm not even in the stadium. I'm not even in the same stadium.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that from a few people. But our special guest, boy, I tell you, this has been fun. Pastor Wayne Chevy, campus pastor at Wisconsin Lutheran College, Jeremy Bach. He's the Executive Director, Center for Christian Leadership. And make sure, again, April 24th, we are honoring, they are honoring Tim Tebow. I'm going to be there. So I'm going to say we. What the heck? We are honoring Tim Tebow. You can go to wlc.edu/DSA to get more information. They are about 3/4 sold out. So April 24th is coming up quick. You're going to want to be a part of this. The food's phenomenal. The way these guys put together this whole event, you really should see it. Get a chance to hear Tim Tebow speak. Again, wlc.edu/DSA. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back to Faith in the Zone, a journey on how people in sports walk in faith. Faith in the Zone is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here's host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All this time, you covered me.
Welcome back to Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike McGivern, you should be here during the breaks, man. We have some fun. Pastor Wayne Chevy, campus pastor at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Jeremy Bach is the executive director, Center for Christian Leadership. And this show is to talk to these guys about their walk, but also talk about the Friday, April 24th event, honoring Tim Tebow. It's a 2020 Divine Servant Award celebration. You can go to wlc.edu/DSA for more information. Guys, last segment, and Jeremy, I'm going to start with you. We talk about our playing basketball, football, baseball, whatever sport it is. I wonder your favorite memory of participating in a sport would be what?
I'd go to our high schools, our junior year. We were 23-0, ranked number one in the state, and it was playoffs, and we faced Onalaska Luther, who was 22-0, ranked number two in state. And this was the quarterfinal, played at Madison Edgewood. And I remember going out to the jump ball. They had a guy named John Whitmer's house, and I'm 6'4". He was 6'6", and his hand just dwarfed mine. And this game, it was back and forth. And they had 3/4 of the gym were their fans. We had about a quarter, and was so hot in there. I remember one of our players' grandfathers was down to his T-shirt up in the stands. I mean, you couldn't get another person in the gym, and it was back and forth, back and forth. And one of our players, Dan Chernagel, who ended up going on and is our Hall of Fame at Wisconsin Lutheran College, was just on fire. Kept us, the inside game was shut down. He ended up the game, he had 10 three-pointers.
Oh my goodness.
10 three-pointers, but we were down three. They missed a free throw, we got the ball, we're down three with 8 seconds left. Coach called a timeout, and we basically ran the Hoosiers picket fence play. Kind of a double screen with him coming off the top. Ran to perfection. Dan, he had a very high release, very difficult to block. I remember standing underneath the basket. I mean, this was go on then and play at the Mecca and Bradley Center that year, and which is no more. Boy, that makes us feel old, huh? I remember standing underneath that and watching him and release. The screens went perfect. Balls coming in. It was nothing but nylon to tie the game. And we ended up winning, went to overtime, yep. Went to double overtime, and won 82-72 in double overtime.
Oh, my goodness.
Then went on, played quarterfinals, and then championship, and end up perfect season, 25-0.
Boy, that's a great memory. That really is. You still see that ball coming through.
I do.
Yeah.
I see the rotation and everything.
Pastor Wayne, how about you?
I was on the end of the bench for that.
You had a great view.
Oh, man, I was dancing like you wouldn't believe. I always joked that I was the 15th man on a 14-man roster. Not that particular season, but the following season, we had another very solid team. We were undefeated going into the WISA playoffs, and we were playing a lesser opponent, so the end of the bench basically got to take the game and play it. And so I scored 28. It was unbelievable. I had just started dating my wife. That looked really good on the resume.
You had 28?
28.
He was lighting it up.
And the other coach was evidently told, as Coach Bertolas, you know, whoa, he's really good. Where'd you find him? He goes, well, he didn't have the heart to tell me he found him at the end of my bench. But
man, that's good. 28.
I think that was my total for the rest of the season.
Did anybody get film of that?
I don't know. I don't know where it's at, but I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it.
You got it. If you ever dig it out, please invite me. I want to see that. Guys, this has been really good. I really appreciate your willingness to come on and talk about some of the things that we've talked about. As you know, we have some fun on Faith in the Zone, but we talk about our testimonies and we talk about our walk, and I appreciate your willingness to do that. Again, Friday, April 24th, make sure you get involved in this thing. You want to come and listen to Tim Tebow speak. The money goes for a great cause, and certainly Jeremy and his staff, and there's a lot of people on campus that make this thing happen. You can go to wlc.edu/DSA. Pastor Wayne, thank you. Jeremy, thank you. It's really good to meet you guys.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Really, thank you for having us.
Keep up the good work,
it's a lot of
boys.
Fun.
Keep up the good work. This is Faith in the Zone on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You've been listening to Faith in the Zone with host Mike McGivern and Pastor Ken Keltner. You can hear Faith in the Zone every Sunday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. To find past shows, exclusive podcasts, or to contribute with an inside tip for a guest, simply go to faithinthezone.com. Faith in the Zone is an inside look at people of sports and their walk in faith. Join us again next Sunday for Faith in the Zone, right here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it really amazing grace? Now I know for certain, Lord, it was you that rescued me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.